This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been keeping an uncharacteristic low profile since Saturday when GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney bypassed him to name Paul Ryan as his vice presidential candidate. But being overlooked is not necessarily a bad thing for New Jersey's highly popular governor, as WNYC's Bob Henley has discovered. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
What are New Jersey Republicans saying about Christie not being asked to the dance to be the number two on the national ticket?
Right. I talked to Tom Kaine Jr. He's the Senate Republican leader. And he looks at it like New Jersey's a blue state, right? It's known as a Democratic state. And right now, the most prominent political name nationally is a Republican firebrand governor. Kaine looked at it like, you know, the GOP figures it was a win-win for New Jersey, Christie, and the state GOP brand because they got national exposure, but they're still going to have him around come the tough contest in 2013 for his fundraising prowess and to keep a national focus on what's going on in New Jersey with the Republicans. I mean, you don't see the name of McGreevy or Corzine surfacing anymore, do you?
Right. They're both Democrats. Has there been a Democratic response?
Well, it's interesting because in the immediate short term, we did have in the Star-Ledger, Subliminal John Wisniewski, chair of the State Democratic Committee, was quoted as saying, after careful analysis, referring to the Romney people, they came to the conclusion that Christie's act may play well in New Jersey, but it doesn't play well in Peoria. So a little bit of sniping. Mm. And then State Senator Barbara Buono, Democrat Middlesex, she was quoted as saying, Romney's reason for rejecting Christie as Veep are not complicated. His people obviously saw through Christie's pretense of keeping it real to his record of failure to create jobs, grow the economy, control property taxes, and make the cost of a college degree within reach of families. Now, someone like Loretta Weinberg, who is a Senate Majority Leader, Democrat, says, listen, nobody can say he comes out of this as a loser. He was a first-term governor, not even through his first term. And she said to me, it's like saying you came away empty-handed from the Olympics if you won a bronze.
Right. So he was part of the chatter, part of the national debate.
And still is. And we don't even know the keynote selection yet either.
Right. So what are party leaders saying about what a Paul Ryan candidacy means for other New Jersey political races? Does this help the Democrats hold on to their U.S. Senate seat and key congressional seats?
Actually, Senator Weinberg was very optimistic about President Obama being able to do what he did in 2008 when he rolled up. Listen to these numbers. 57.3% for Obama, 41.7% McCain. You had Obama sweeping Somerset County that hadn't voted for a Democrat for president. Who knows when? They think that in the 3rd District, where Republican John Runyon unseated the late John Adler, Democrat senator, he was elected in 2008. Adler was. He supported Obama. Runyon swept him out in 2010. They see an opening for Adler's widow, Shelley Adler, to get it back. So they think that actually Ryan is going to galvanize the Democratic base.
What about Governor Christie's future? A lot of people asked him to run for president this year. Does being off the national ticket make it harder for him in 2016? What are you hearing?
Well, I think it depends on what you think happens to the Romney-Ryan ticket. I mean, if Romney and Ryan go down to defeat, then there's kind of a clear field, if you will, to use a term that's like Etch-a-Sketch. I know the Romney team used that before, and you have a clear field. One of the things that's going on here is that Chris Christie's brand of Republicanism is a kind of, he says things like, you have to be willing to make principled compromise. All the ads we see around him now on TV are about bipartisan compromise, a kind of pragmatism. It may be that that's not the message that the Republican Party in 2012 wants to get across.
WNYC's Bob Henley. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
You can learn more about Governor Christie's political future on our website, WNYC.org.